podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Long drive, high and deep to left.
Detroit basketball.
What's up, everyone? This is Eric from Wide Ranger Conversations with Rick and Eric. Are you a fan of sports? Then I highly suggest you check out Crossfaded Sports on the 99 Network, hosted by Zach, Connor, and Banny. They're hitting you with all the sports facts, news, and beyond. So make sure to check them out and follow them on Spotify or wherever you can find any of your podcasts.
Kill my...
Warning, this podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Cheers.
Jake back from soda.
Yeah.
Jake Colon. Back from soda.
Yeah.
And you know, we're back. Welcome back to the Basement Bar Beers and Babble. We have a super cool show. We have a transplant. We have a transplant from Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. But yeah. He originated from Michigan.
Yeah.
But he's part of my family. Jake Fortney, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time. I wanted him on because this is the Basement Bars, Beers and Babble, and this is one of the most intelligent guys about beer, craft beer. he beers and he babbles. No, I've been
the best
super.
I can do.
Yeah, hey, and that works for us. No, this guy is very intelligent about beer. He has actually brought me into the craft game himself. Him and Dean, honestly, you guys really did. And like sat me down. You're like, try this, and I'm like, no, like just give me a fucking Busch Light, and they were like. Try it.
The amount of hours and good beer we wasted on Spencer before he finally came around.
Probably. I know. I tried for a long time, and he's like, ugh, I don't want to. Bush Light, baby.
Well, and now, like, I'm the same way. You know how much... IPAs are disgusting. And now this man loves 2R just as much as we do.
I know. We finally found some that Raj likes. Yeah.
Well, what'd you find? What do you like?
Well, there was, the one that, but you can only get it in Dillon, Colorado. But St.
George's Brown.
Keep trying to say St. Pauli's girl, and that's gross.
No.
St. George's Brown, it's a dark beer.
It's a stout, isn't it?
And
No, it's a brown ale.
It's brown ale.
That's why it's called St. George's Brown.
Crazy. real smooth. And
never had it, all right?
Had a little hint of chocolate aftertaste.
Nice.
Very
that's
good.
That's real good. Have you tried other browns?
Had a little taster of it from the bartender, and then got a pint right after that.
And that's rare for you.
Yeah,
usually
it is.
Any domestic beer on tap. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. But, wow.
Yeah, there's a few of them that have been okay, but I gave that one a 4.9 out
of
5.
You liked,
damn, you really liked that.
I really liked it.
He liked mint chocolate from Oddside too, didn't he?
Yeah.
I thought so.
That one wasn't bad. It wasn't rated as high, but it was still better than his, -5.
Oh, yeah.
IPA's gross.
I don't think I gave anything above a 2.5 until that one.
Yeah. That was crazy. I thought you were hammered because you were over the phone. You're like, it was fucking good.
They did really well. I mean, I know they had been drinking all day, but they performed very well.
Yeah, they did.
All week.
Yeah. Live on location. Yeah.
Now, that was cool. But Jake,
A few more. I might have to do that when we go on the cruise.
Oh, there you go.
Might have to call in from the cruise.
There you go.
On location from the middle of the fucking Atlantic, watching a hurricane.
That'd be sweet. Hurricane Sandy going right over me. It's not touching us.
You gotta hurry before I get blown off the fucking ship.
Yeah, you just hear a faint.
How's the weather out there? Fine.
Yeah. I gave it a 3.1.
It gonna rain.
It gonna rain. Rain sideways.
Go rain.
Eat anything? Soup. What kind of soup? Chunky.
Rain like hell. It ain't getting wet because it's going sideways.
That's true, yeah. No, Jake, tell us who you are, man. Where do you come from? What do you do? Where did you go to college? What did you do?
He's from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, that's true.
Khakis on.
Are you wearing the khakis?
He almost did.
So, I did. I really thought about changing. I was like, nah, they can't see me. That's for the Patreon.
Oh, we don't wear clothes for that one.
Yeah. That's right. It's all natural.
So our group in Troy, Michigan, about an hour and a half south of where we are now. Other than that, I mean, I lived in Troy, grew up there my whole life, went to Troy, Athens. After high school, I got a job at a grocery store down in Royal Oak, and they were really known for their beer department. They won best beer selection in the state 2 years in a row.
Nice.
And it was just unreal. So eventually I moved over to the beer department.
Is that that A's?
No, that's Holiday Market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Holiday Market, and then I moved over to the beer department, and at that point, they're like, okay, you got to taste everything. We got to go through everything. So I tried everything on the shelves.
I want that job.
Oh, yeah. It was unreal. I was 21, and they're just like, here, drink as much as possible because we need you to sell it. So every week you get...
Hey, how you doing, man?
You got to sell it. So, I mean, every week you go in, and you buy your new singles, and then you take them home, and the next day you got... You got there you go. Nice crack.
Good crack. That's what she said.
So, yeah, I got really familiar with beer, really familiar with new styles, and that was, I loved doing that. I honestly, I would still be selling beer in that store if it paid more than $12 an hour.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, but look at the perks.
Pays are awful, but the perks are great.
Yeah.
No, so you actually went to the greatest college in America, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is?
I'm a Michigan State grad.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Go green.
Go white.
Went to Michigan State. You got what degree there?
I got a degree in supply chain management. They're number one in the world at that program.
Hell fucking yeah. A right. That's awesome. I did not know that until right now.
They've been 8-10 years. Yeah.
Wow. That is really cool.
Unreal, man.
Shout out to Noel, our supply chain manager. That dude's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah.
No. He gets shit done, solves problems, I bet.
Yeah.
No, but that got you many different places. So tell us where you went after that.
So after I graduated Michigan State, I went on with C.H. Robinson, major third-party logistics company out in Minnesota. I worked in their Lansing, Michigan office as a salesman. I did that for about a year, and then I was let go right before COVID. During COVID, I did what we all did. I drank a lot of beer and played a lot of video games.
Yep.
Also, though, I really got sick of being in the house, so I started painting at Michigan State. I painted all the dorm rooms.
Oh shit. Neat. That's cool. Damn, that's actually cool. I didn't know that.
There's a crew of like 12 of us, and we just went through all the halls, and we painted dorms for the summer.
Fucking it, right.
It's very relaxing. When we painted our house a couple times, like, I like that. It's fun. So I can see that being, why not?
Yeah.
And most of it was, my fiance was working, so she was gone all day, 10, 12 hours a day, and I was just like, dude, I'm so bored. I need to get out of the house and just do something productive with my life.
Right.
I could sit there all day.
That's
what I did. My buddy was hiring. He was like, hey, you want to come paint? Beautiful.
Yeah. Like, okay. You need one?
No, I'm good.
Well, you get one.
Okay, that's fine.
No, a koozie.
Oh.
So after...
But, fair enough.
So after that, Reagan got into vet school at the University of Minnesota, Go Gophers. So we moved out there. When I moved out there, I started with Bay Transportation.
Ghosts?
Gophers.
Yeah,
go
that's
Gophers.
What I was going to say. I thought they were Gophers. You're like, go Ghosts. I was like, what?
Go Gophers.
Yeah.
It sounds like it when you say it.
Yeah.
So out there, I started with Bay Transportation as a logistics rep there.
Okay.
I basically was looking for trucks for different shipments. Let's say you want to move a truck of Busch Light. I would find someone to pick up that shipment, take it from St. Paul, Minnesota down to Chicago, and that was my job, was finding someone to move the product.
Nice.
After that, I moved up and became assistant manager.
Got me a job out there for a little bit.
I did.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were. Yeah, because you were working from home.
Yeah,
and
but
it was
before,
like third shift and shit. So you're yelling at motherfuckers at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like,
yeah, dude. Just what time did you get there? I had the easiest job, but these guys made it so difficult.
Dude, drivers.
They're assholes. They're like, you woke me up. I'm like, I just want to know what fucking time you got there. And he goes, 2 o'clock, click. Like, and I was like, all right, 2 o'clock, perfect.
See, drivers are either the nicest people or just hardcore dicks.
Spoon was a dog, though. I had my boy Spoon.
Spoon.
And he only did California drives. That's all he did. And he was like, I'd rather be on the road every fucking day because my wife sucks at cooking and there's Popeyes out here. And I was like, all right. I was like, Spoon, you're my dog, dude. That Spoon was my favorite. Yeah, I got to work with him a lot.
Legend.
I love
they
Spoon.
I still talk to some about Spoon. When I left, Spoon. I did a going away party with all the Bang Bay guys. And
oh, really?
Like, they brought up Spoon. Because they were talking about you because I was going to see you the next week. And they're like, oh, man, that dude Spoon. We still talked to him for like a year after he left.
Yeah, I love that dude.
Awesome.
But no, he got me a job. I got to fly out there for 2 weeks. And Reagan actually came back to chill with her family here. So we did like the switcheroo.
And you did a wife swap?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And me and Jake had a fucking ball and a half.
Stupid, half the time.
He was like, you want to go to a party? And I'm like, it's Monday? Yeah, I want to go to a party. Like,
no, it was literally, I picked you up from the airport and I was like, hey, you want to go to a party? I think it was 4:20. And we're like, hey, let's go celebrate. Let's go have a good time.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah.
It was fucking awesome. I'd never played the game Dice before. You played Dice? You ever play that?
Beer Dice?
I've played Three Man.
No.
But not
no.
Beer Dice.
No, Dice is like, it's
only, I've it's heard like about mix. It. Like, okay. it's a Wisconsin, Minnesota thing. Like, I've heard about it, but I've never played it.
It's
that
big
shit
in
goes
Michigan
hard.
State, too.
Oh, okay. Is it? Oh,
really
shit.
Big. Yeah. You see, if you drive by the frats, at least a few years ago, they are all playing.
What's the gist of it? What are you?
It was so weird. I was really drunk. Essentially,
it's a
you're
mix
at
like
a
beer pong and fucking.
So, like,
dice.
A beer pong table, and you have four cups on the corner, and each person stands on their corner, and what you do is you try and throw the dice in the air to either bounce on the table or land in the person's glass. And if you bounce on the table and it lands on the number you select or, like, call in the air, then that person has to drink a certain amount. At least that was how we were playing it. I know there's many variations of the rule.
Oh, okay. That's kind of neat. We should try that sometime.
It's
that'd be
crazy.
Fun.
It's so crazy. It's got to be outside, though, because you got to throw that dice high as fuck, though.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Okay. It has to be outside.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But hell other than that, I mean, you were out there at Bay and Bay, and then what after?
So I left Bain Bay about a year and a half ago, and I moved over to CHS. With CHS, I'm doing data analytics. And then once I was brought on last month, I moved over to the data migration team.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool gig. Love working from home. Love my team. And honestly, it's an opportunity that probably should have not fell in my lap. Honestly, I had no experience for it. And what happened was I sold myself in the interview and just, you know, people really, the guy believed in me. He's like, hey, man, like, you don't know what the hell you're doing here, but I'm going to teach you and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I did at my job.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yep. It works out, you know, great for people who have confidence in themselves and can do that, you know, stuff. You know, that as long as you have confidence in what you're going to do, you'll be fine. You'll sail just by. But you guys have worked in those types of places before, you know. You did tech for a long time, and now look at you. You're still dealing with tech, but it's just
on a way
role.
More advanced level.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I did basic baby tech, like turn it off and on again. Now, granted, that is still kind of 90% of my job, but
it's crazy how much
way more
can be fixed with turn off, turn on.
Yeah, but there's way more involved. Yeah, it's wild.
Yep.
A lot of documentation. There's so much documentation.
It's insane.
I had to build a color-coded map today of all the cameras and everything, and then a spreadsheet correlating to the numbers. That then correlated to the colors and the there's so much documentation that you have to do when you're doing big projects and stuff like that.
The same thing in my job. It's so we're doing data migration right now, and we have to explain in English what our SQL code is to someone who doesn't understand SQL.
Oh, shit.
And so it's like, man, every time I have to change a little thing, I have to save it so the 10 people that are checking me are making sure I'm doing it right or not breaking the laws within the company.
Jesus. Like select asterisk all where this is this inner join table on this to
it's crazy.
Jesus. Yeah, that would suck if people were double checking. I hate one person double checking me. I couldn't imagine if multiple people were doing it all the time. Like I get pissed to where I go into her office and I'm just like, fucking stop.
Yeah. We
stop
have that
it.
Too. We
stop
have such
that.
A high
you know
like or such a low. Is it high tolerance, low tolerance? I don't know. Anyway, we have a very high standard of quality.
Yeah.
So there's always
low tolerance.
Low tolerance, yeah. So it's always many, many people are going back over and being like, did you do this? Why'd you do this?
Other thing is that there's thousands of people that are relying on the data that I'm saying, okay, this is correct based on the code that I'm writing. So it's like, shit, if thousands of people are looking at this and I get something wrong, it messes up a forecasting or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I mean, one time they'll be like, hey, I saw that on the Excel sheet you put this. And I was like, do you see how fat my fucking fingers are? It's called a fat finger. It's like, that's what happened. I'm sorry, okay? No, I didn't mean to. Oh, never mind. Ugh, It just
you used a pivot
me.
Table when you should have done a VB macro.
Dude.
I'm cell talk.
Listen, from being Donna's son,
I'm back to real people talking.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Poor dude, Rogers
one
in the corner
really
hates
quick.
This.
One thing really quick. Before
crickets over there.
Being Donna Smeagol's son,
that means go fast.
I am a king.
That was good.
That was a good one. No, being Donna Smeagol's son, I am a king on Excel because I just go to, I call my mom for everything.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, they told me to do this on Excel. What do I do? And she's like, oh, my God. Top left corner, three slides over. You're going to click this button. Roll down four. Click that. There you are.
I'm yeah,
like,
dude, she's a wizard
mom.
On, yeah, on Excel.
Well, she's been working with
but
it for 37
years. But then she'll call
years.
Me and she'll be like, why does my mic not work on Teams? Why can't nobody see me?
Are you muted?
Yeah. yeah.
No, but Donna, I mean, if you look at the co-founder list of Excel, I think she's there. She's there. She's one of them.
Right. That's why I never learned it.
Yeah, I tell you.
Just hit her.
Yeah,
it.
Didn't
yeah.
have to. Yeah.
yeah, Excel's she's an Excel wizard. It's crazy. She budgets on Excel. It's stupid.
It's like, why do something when you can find somebody to do it for you?
Well, that's true. I had to start doing that at my job. Just be like, wait a minute, I'm the boss. I can tell you to do that.
Right?
But I do it anyway. Fucking hell. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But no, we're happy to have you back from Minnesota. You had a big move.
Minnesota.
Big
where,
move,
don't you know?
Where yeah. in Minnesota were you?
I was just north of St. Paul, like 10 miles
oh,
north.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So the other twin city,
yeah,
Minneapolis, and then you
yeah.
have
St.
Paul, Minnesota, and that is the other twin city. And let me tell you, what do you like better? Which one?
Are we talking Minnesota or Michigan or Twin Cities, Detroit?
Twin like, Cities. One? You're talking Twin Cities. You got the two. Which one do you like
oh,
better?
Oh, I'm definitely a Minneapolis person.
You are?
Yeah.
You like downtown? Yeah. Like, U.S. Bank Stadium is sick, by the way. Jake took us by that
oh, yeah.
so many times the last time
the
we were
there.
The
bank is unreal.
It is crazy.
Terrible place to go to a concert, though. Absolutely
oh, really?
awful.
The way it's built.
I went saw
really?
I went saw Morgan Wallen 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Snap.
And when he sings, you can understand him. But if he was talking just like, blah, 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 this song is this. This is what it means to me. But like, you,
gibberish.
I literally could not understand a word the man said.
Yeah.
And the two acts performed, you could understand even when they were singing. It was
wow.
so bad in their sound quality.
That was that was Dennis the other night. That when he was like saying stuff
yeah.
in between songs and introducing you guys, it was really hard. But then when he sang, you got every word. It was yeah.
gotcha.
It was
gotcha.
Just a weird. Maybe it's because where I was sitting.
Maybe you.
Oh,
you were
we
right
do need to talk about that because that was a good fucking time. But
oh,
later we can talk about
yeah.
it later.
No, that's
you throw it down.
But yeah, so you guys moved back and you used a moving truck, which is nice. So you guys got to just pack everything, fucking leave it, and drive home. Was
God,
that drive
you,
smooth?
Well, like
God,
you had
think-
a service.
Hold up. He explained this in a way that made it seem like it was so fucking easy when really these people are fucking morons.
Tell us about it.
All right. So this company, we were supposed to load our boxes, load everything up, break down the beds. So all they have to do is come in, pick up, load the truck, and leave.
Okay.
When they got to our house, they were supposed to unload it in the rooms they're supposed to go in, and that was it. Sounds pretty simple to me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 5K.
Holy fuck.
Holy fuck. As they're loading the truck, they said, oh, by the way, we quoted you for 600 square feet of space. You actually have 900, so that's going to be an extra $3,000 at delivery.
What the shit?
Yep, yep, yep. So that happened. And then, so I fought them about it in transit. Basically, I got a grand off. And then we get there. The truck delivered last night. They threw every single thing they could put in the kitchen, the first room in the house.
Yeah.
And did not put anything else anywhere else. So all of a sudden, the kitchen was everything for the entire house.
Crazy. Yeah, if you're paying that much, like.
And granted, they have a big kitchen, but when you
but
put
still,
everything that they've ever owned in this apartment
yeah.
in one fucking room.
Yeah. And you're now
you
up to $7,000. Like,
yeah.
You put it in the fucking. Put it in the room.
Right.
Like, Jesus.
And he tried. What? Explain. He said he had a Russian. And a dude that they hired off of Craigslist that day.
Yeah, he was from West Virginia. He came on over, helped unload, and then the Russian guy did not speak a lick of English and just said, he would say where. I'm sorry, he said where. And you'd point if you wanted it somewhere because he wouldn't take it anywhere else, though. He just said where and didn't understand what where meant, so he just threw it all in the kitchen.
He's like, where? And you're like, here. And he's like, right here? Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's just terrible, but. Luckily, me and Robin were pretty close, so we stopped over and at least got some stuff the fuck out of the way. We didn't put it where it needed to go, but we at least got it out to where they could have a livable kitchen for a couple of days.
There you go.
Yeah. So he's got a gauntlet of a couple weeks coming up.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's all there. So
exactly.
It's there. At least it's not somewhere in a truck. You know what I mean? Because the 4th of July is coming up. You don't want that fucking...
No, we both worked in logistics. We know what happens.
Yeah.
It gets stolen on the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does.
Did you now? Did you the your new job, the one you're doing now? Is that did you just get that coming back, or is that a you can work from home type deal?
So I was hybrid for a year, and then after a year, I said, "Hey, I'm moving. I want to keep this job. Are you okay to me going full time remote?" They said, "No problem. We may have to fly you back in for like 1-3 weeks at a time, but we'll let you know. We'll pay for it."
Oh, that's cool. So, hell yeah. Nice.
And
yeah.
It's all expenses paid. So
all
that's,
expenses paid.
Because then that's Reagan is running a veterinary clinic or something now?
She's not running it, but she's working at it.
Oh, that's cool.
She
that's
started
really
yesterday.
Cool. Awesome.
Out there in the old Midland.
Yeah, in the Midland. Yeah. Land of the Mids.
Yep, yep. And land of the very rich people, which is not going to be bad in her pockets. So, you know, she can actually say a price and not have them go, "What the fuck?" Like they'll be like, "Oh, that's okay. My husband works at Dow." You know, like it's fine.
Well, we used to drive. What is that? Hour and a half, 2 hours down there for.
Oh yeah, you go see her Brighton.
Yeah, in Brighton, we went down to Brighton because she took real good care of our dog Izzy and.
Oh,
yeah, we were like, yeah, we're going to go to Reagan. Like, it's way far away, but we don't give a shit.
Yep,
like, yeah, she's phenomenal with the animals.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, that's the funny thing is, like, you know, we can have problems with, like, when they were living in Minnesota, we'd have a problem with Waffle, and Robin would just be like, "Hold on, let me call my sister." And she'd go, "Hello?" You know, she'd be waking up in the middle of the night because we're fucking calling her at 2 in the morning.
Well,
and
the question
be like,
was,
check this.
Waffle's poop is this shade of orange. Should I take her in? It's like. No, just stop feeding your dog people food.
Reagan, how many french fries did you give her today? You
know? Yeah. Like, how many pub cups?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
Funny.
Waffle is the most spoiled dog on the
I believe it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Facts.
It's ridiculous. So, speaking of adulting, and here's some normal people talk for you, Raj. I bought a motherfucking truck this week.
Woo!
Yes, I did.
I want a truck. Now, everybody has a truck but me, man. Come on.
I want one, too.
Yeah.
You and me.
Oh, you don't? Yeah,
you
there we
can,
go.
You guys can truck shop together. Woo!
Yeah.
I'll go with you, though. I love looking at trucks. So I did my fair share of looking at trucks I couldn't afford, and then I like tried to step down and be like, okay, so what can I pay? Because I owed a lot of my Jeep Compass. I'm finally out of that death trap, dude. I was so excited when I got my Jeep. I felt like a big man. Like, hey, God damn it. I bought my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I own something.
Yeah, I own something. It's under me. Yes, cool. And I loved it, and I did. I really did. I liked the Jeep. A lot of people didn't. Like, even Robin was like, yeah, fuck that thing. I was like, all right, relax. I liked it when I had it. But now that I own this, I own a Chevy Silverado RST 2019. 5.3 liter V8.
I gave him shit because Connor was when he was teaching me trucks. I was like, "Oh, hey, I've been seeing these RSTs. What does that mean?" And he's like, "Real shitty truck."
That's good. I like that.
Don't you ever repeat that?
Eddie knows I'm repeating that shit every time we see. Oh, look at that RST, real shit truck.
No, it's a rally.
No, it is
truck.
Really nice. It is really nice.
Yeah, and I love that thing, man. It's great and it rides real smooth. It's got the work put in it on the miles, but trucks last for a long time if you keep them good. So
yeah,
I'm a big guy now, so I got a truck and a trailer. And even Eric from a Wider Range of Conversation, he was like, "Wow, Spencer, you are turning into a country song. It's ridiculous."
Right?
He's like, "You got a truck? I got my truck and my trailer."
Yeah,
like, it's like,
well,
yeah, I am
then,
turning into.
And then he picks me up the other day, and he's listening to Toby Keith. And it's like, since when do you start listening to this? Like,
oh, dude, I grew up on country, man.
You need to give Steve Armstrong a call and just be like, you know,
I got
man,
a truck and
I
a
miss my truck.
That's terrible.
Oh man, no, it's I'm excited about it. So that's my adulting news.
Hell yeah.
Other than that, what you guys been listening to? Speaking of Toby Keith, I've been listening to a lot of country since it got me a truck. No, I'm just kidding. I honestly, since you brought it up, I've been really digging Zach Brown Zach Bryan.
Yep,
is really good, and I've been listening to
Brian or Brown.
Brian.
Oh, Zach Brown is like
my
chicken
does
fried.
The same thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Zach Bryan is like this newer country artist. I wouldn't say new, but I'd say newer.
In the
to
last
me,
5 years.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
To me.
He's more folk than country.
Yeah, because when you say Brian, I think Luke Bryan. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So Zach Bryan is newer, and he's new to me. So I've been digging him a lot.
Nice.
Like I said, new to me, but he's been around a little bit. But Billy Strings has been on my radio for a long, long time. Roger calls it hillbilly music. Robin calls it hillbilly music. Have you listened to Billy Strings at all?
No, but I'm going to assume it's bluegrass.
It is bluegrass.
It's kind of hillbilly music. Yeah. It's, banjo it's, shit.
Yeah. But listen, he's the best guitarist on the planet. I
like it. Like the Stranger song.
There's, I forget the band, but they do a lot of covers. They'll do like Tenacious D and a bunch of other shit, but it's fucking bluegrass, and it's awesome to like hear these.
I'm going to send you two... Dust in a Baggie and Must Be Seven by Dust and Against baggie. The Mire. Yeah,
that's cocaine.
Dust in a bag.
Yeah, I got 20 years for some dust in a baggie. Yeah, that's
yeah, really. Yeah, probably so 20 good. Years for dust in a bag. Cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. Yeah. No, and he goes. I use my only phone call to contact my daddy. I got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie. God, oh, it's so good,
that
dude.
That is hick shit.
I love it. Billy Strings is the best guitarist.
I have to. I have to look it up.
If you go on the website, we're going to put a link on 989 to Billy Strings, Dust in a Baggie, just so you can hear how good of a guitarist he is. But Billy Strings is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have learned it in his 20 years in the prison.
Yeah, 20 years for some Dust in a Baggie, yeah. Jake, what you been listening to recently?
So much Zach Bryan. It's unreal.
Really?
I saw him live last summer, August.
Okay.
And it was one of the best concerts of my life.
I heard that Hawk 2 girl was there. At one of his concerts.
Yeah. So at the end of
spit on that thing.
Hang on.
Every
this is a bunch of banjo shit.
It's just one guitar, by the way.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, if I would have listened to what mommy and papa said. Yeah, that's bluegrass.
Even once again. Yeah. He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Love it.
I love it. I love Billy Strings, man. But yeah, so that's a little piece. But anyway, Zach Bryan.
Yeah, so I'm live at Target Center where the Wolves play, and amazing. He surrounds he puts the stage in the middle of the floor so every person in the stadium can
around.
See him.
Yeah, circle of the round.
It's so cool.
That's our theater of the round. That's what it's called. Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, he sings the song Revival. He does it like 13 times just on repeat, and every time one of the people in the band gets a different solo.
Hell yeah.
It's so cool. Yep. So Hawk Tua Girl came up and did a verse.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, no shit.
It was
awesome. That's cool.
She spit on him?
She spit on that thing.
Spit on that thing.
No, the funny thing is, Zach Bryan's a smart man because there's a comedian that did that, and this is one of the reasons he got so famous is because he could constantly turn and look at people, and his name is George Carlin, and he is one of the best comedians that have ever lived.
Oh,
ever
yeah.
lived.
Oh, yeah.
And he always did theater of the round. He always put himself in the middle so he could turn, and everyone had that center of the audience type of seat.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very smart way to market yourself and be a part of the people. You know, you put yourself in the middle, and you can always turn, and there's always somebody to look at. Dad loves George Carlin. He does.
Dude, I love George Carlin.
Well, once he, you know, subscriptions. Like
shit,
you got
piss,
your
cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Yeah. Motherfucker, tits. The seven words you can't say on television.
Yeah. That was the.
That was radio. You can't say on radio.
Television.
Okay. Yeah. But
1973?
When Dad finally switched to a smart TV and got rid of his cable box, he got all these subscriptions, right? And the first thing he got, and he's like, all right, if this thing's the real deal, let's see if they have this. And he looked up George Carlin, and that was the fucking show he pulled up.
Yeah.
And I've never ever in my life ever seen George Carlin. I've never heard of him. I've never seen any of his stand-up. And that was the one, and that's what you played. And he goes, well, this shit's the real deal. If I can watch this, like, this is awesome. You know, I just looked up George Carlin, you know. And that was the one, so that's funny that you said that, yeah. It was the seven words you can't say on television. But you like him.
Oh, yeah.
So what you been listening to recently?
I haven't really been listening to a lot. Started watching Outer Banks.
Oh, it's such a
great
show.
So
it was off of me. He did that because of me. Yeah.
I still haven't seen season 3.
Oh, it's good.
I'm still season 1.
Yeah, season 1's the best one.
Yeah, it is. Well, I promise the whole series is really good. He's never seen you died on one of the pods before.
He ran into that wall of 100 dicks.
Huh? Yeah. He was choking on that thing.
Choking on that thing.
Yep. If she don't talk to her, I don't want to talk to her.
Hey, why?
So you haven't been listening to much, but you've been watching Outer Banks, huh?
Yeah.
You like it so far?
Oh, yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
I don't know if your mom likes it or not. She fell asleep during the second episode.
No, she falls asleep during the opening credits of any movie.
Yeah, she won't know. We'll start the fifth one and she'll She won't know.
She'll be like, oh, this is where we left it. Yeah.
You just got her. You got to get her attracted to JP. She doesn't like abs. Never mind.
She likes mine.
Oh, yeah. She's got to find it. Eddie, what you been listening to?
Diesen Deutsch music.
What?
Been Deutsch? Listening to some German bands. I've had fucking Eskimo Callboy? Electric Callboy, because they had to change their name so they didn't offend anybody.
Really?
Yeah, Electric Callboy on like fucking repeat.
Play that
for
purple. Purple, it's a big one by them.
The,
I knew this when you were playing on the way down.
Yeah.
It's... Oh, I love it.
Oh, I want that. Hold on. Yep.
Drummer's my favorite.
Okay.
It is electronic core. It's electronic.
It's got big intro, doesn't it? Like a gnarly intro with the guitar. Isn't that that one?
No. But there's some their techno album I fucking love. You got Nico who comes in with these great amazing like boy band vocals, and then Kevin is just like, you know, and it's so much fun.
Wow.
So I've been doing that on fucking repeat.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
And
then
listening to Finch. He's a German rapper, kind of like EDM pop rap. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Jawohl, meine Freund.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. That's an experience that I just went through.
Don't want to hear about them.
Yeah, holy shit. That was
crazy.
Just a bunch of guys screaming.
Yeah.
That's the
snow covered.
No, no.
Oh, Muffin Purper Gurk. Nice. Yeah, yeah, yes.
The intro is nuts.
Hey, check out this one. Oh, yeah, Muffin Purper Gurk.
I'm telling you.
Hell yeah.
Sounds like he's still gagging.
Cue it up.
Sounds like he's still gagging over here. Jesus Christ.
I know I've heard it before, but I want to, from your perspective, experience it. But yeah,
this is kind of cool that you hooked it up to the sound system. I kind of like.
I think
this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're really gonna get a copyright strike. But
it's okay.
Yeah.
If we get enough people to get a copyright, I think
we're doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Ed? There it is. Ed to Q. Okay. But yeah, I've just been like, you know, 7:30 in the morning, sitting in the parking lot, just fucking blaring, just roar, fucking doom, doom, doom. Like, sitting
awesome.
At work, just fucking air punching, ready to go.
I see why you wanted to talk about that so much.
Oh,
that is such a wild,
dude,
like.
I love it. Their collab they did a couple weeks ago with Baby Metal is fucking awesome. It's so good. Because I love Baby Metal.
Baby Metal goes hard.
Baby Metal is like a bubblegum core fucking Japanese. Oh.
See, I'm over here like, you know Led Zeppelin? He's like, you know fucking Young Baby Chip?
Fucking Baby Steel Dick?
No, dude, for real.
You know Richard's Puke? You know that man? You know? I'm like, Jesus Christ. What are you talking about?
This is what I'm fucking talking about. Hang on.
Look at those tatas.
Yeah. But wait.
I see tatas. I like those tatas. Ta-ta-ta.
Yeah, it's called Ra-ta-ta-ta.
I didn't know you were in that fucking band, Rod, because you went along with that quite
but
well.
But I love it, dude. He's like, Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta, my body is a weapon. Oh, it's fucking awesome, dude. I love it so much.
So when did you stop taking your meds, Eddie?
No shit.
That's crazy.
He started taking meds for sugar. I think they gave him the wrong shit.
Yeah, really.
Damn.
That's crazy. You are fucking ready to go every time you go to work.
Hell yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yes. Yeah, that's like.
You're supposed to be metformin, morphine.
Last night I. Like last night I was up till about 2:30 in the morning and then had to be back up at 5. And so on the way to fucking work, I'm just.
You're like trying to wake yourself up. God damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wake up to death clock every
crack right
every morning. Like, my fucking alarm is set to awaken.
Awaken, awaken, awaken.
There you go. I want to start mine.
Death Clock is still relevant?
It is to me.
What
is? I was like, man, I haven't heard that in like 20
That's my
years.
Literal alarm every morning is fucking awaken. Oh, it's so good.
Fucking, I've been listening to a lot of Russian Circles, actually.
Yeah, Russian Circles is good shit.
Russian, yeah, you heard a lot about that from our gig that we just played this last Saturday.
Yeah, your debut show.
Yeah, our debut
Chapter
show.
Chapter 4, debut.
Yes, we...
Their fourth show.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah, no, we played a show at the Willu Lounge. We headlined our debut show. We had a lot of good bands there. Yeah, we had a lot of good
bands
there. Yeah,
he couldn't think of any.
No.
He just kept going.
Like, yeah. A lot of good bands.
No,
yeah, they
no,
were
stop.
Good.
No, they were great. Yeah, so.
Gordy something project. Yep. They were a faith-based like rock band. Yep. That was pretty cool. Yep. The ones that went on right before you. The
Wilder Road.
Wilder Road.
Yeah, they were fucking great.
Yeah,
that was
really
kind of bluesy. Like, that was real good shit.
Yeah, they were good like country rock band.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, they were really good.
Country rock band.
Dude, that bass sounded real good. That precision.
Crocs on stage.
That was real nice.
The P-bass is nice.
I got my Crocs off the Croc.
Yeah, and then we hopped on and honestly,
those Croc headlights.
All of us were like, God, we could have done better. And then we got a pretty good, you know, people kept coming up to us and we're like, you guys were awesome. I was like, yeah, could have been better, but yeah, thank you. And we got a really big show coming up at the end of this month. Coming up, it's Munger Potato Festival, July 27th.
Yeah, Munger.
Please come out there from 6 to 8. We're going to be in the beer tent. We're playing on the big stage.
27th?
Yeah.
Saturday?
July 27th, the Saturday there. In the beer tent, we're going to be on the big stage, and we're going to be taking a fuck ton of fireball shots. So please, please, please come out. Thanks to Ryan Pavlak. He set that up for us. Chapter 4, big stage. Come check us out. We're going to have a lot of music for people to rock out to. Mixed with some originals, but a lot of covers that people are going to be down to. And we're going to be out for the hangout afterwards because we get to see Sunset Boulevard, which is a really great cover band. They're coming up all the way. Well, they're going to play the Rib Fest the day before on Friday.
Pig gig.
The pig gig. Yeah, the original pig gig. They're playing Friday. They're coming out to Munger to celebrate with us. Can't wait to meet them, celebrate with them. We've been in talks with them, so they're good people. But, yeah, it's going to be a great fucking time. So, please, please, please make it out. Chapter 4, July 27th,
whoop, whoop.
Big stage.
Eddie
come drink some fucking beer with us.
Crushing two hards the whole night.
Oh probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're going to learn that Russian shit and just get up there and go, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta,
I like ta-ta, I love them to-to, squeeze those ta-ta.
Hell yeah.
Show me your ta-ta.
Ra-ta-ta-ta. No, it's going to be good, but... Talking about all this band talk, it's making my mouth dry and my mouth ready for some beer to week.
Beer to week!
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer, yeah. Beer of the week.
Beer to week.
Beer to week.
Well.
While you're pouring that.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you had a bear and you put shoes on the bear and socks on the bear... That he's still bare feet.
Jesus.
I like it. It's a fair bear. Bare feet. So this, Jake, brought us beers of the week. Beers, plural. We're going to have a couple here tonight. This one is Swipe Right from the Barrel Theory Beer Company in St. Paul, Minnesota. It is a 12% ABV.
Barrel Theory is a big brewery out in Minnesota right now. They're crushing everything they make. They're mostly known for their hazy IPAs.
Oh, okay.
I really like Shooter McGavin is their big
one. Yeah.
It's so good.
Shooter. Want to go to Red Lobster?
So they're starting to break out in the stout game. They do a lot of barrel-aged stouts, but they're pretty spendy and pretty hard to get. So when they released this in 4-packs, I was like, I got to get this. Imperial Stout with
good.
Vanilla and coffee.
Hell yeah. This smells very good.
It looks delicious.
Tag.
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
Oh. Cheers, boys.
Cheers. That's good.
Hey,
that's really good.
Why do little girls?
Oh, you might actually like this.
Why does the little girl's ice cream melt?
I don't know why.
Because she fell off the swing.
Because she was on fire.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's fair.
He's pulling up those anti jokes over there. Too thick for you.
It's all right.
It's all right. What do you give it? What do you give it out of 5, Raj?
Maybe a 3.
Oh, all right.
That's,
wow.
That's a high rating for him.
That's above average. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to give this one a 4.
Yeah, that's really what I was thinking, 4. Yep, it's very nice. It's smoother than I would think. There's so much head.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Well, no, it has like a fountain Coke. Like there's, you know.
Yeah, but that still tastes amazing.
Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm giving this a four.
If this would survive the drive because I drove it back from Minnesota.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it was like, eh, but no, it's.
What do you got on it? What do you got?
I got 4.25.
4.25.
I really like the thickness of the stout. It's a great base, and then the vanilla and coffee just pair perfectly with it. Not too powerful on either end. I think it's just great. Real smooth. Not too much carbonation.
Oh, yeah. No, this is fantastic.
It's really,
it's good.
Really smooth. All that head.
Yeah.
And all that head, man.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of the flight back from Denver.
Whoa, Mile High Club type talk.
Oh, your mom was asleep.
Jesus.
Well, the stewardess came up. The stewardess was bored. Well, she came up. She goes, sir, would you like headphones? I said, absolutely. I didn't know you knew my name was Phones.
You did not. You did not. That is terrible. They'd have been like, land this emergency landing. We need to get this man.
I love it.
Yeah.
We apologize to Ideal Party Store this week. Jake brought these straight from the soda.
Straight from the soda.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do we, because we've got more, I guess we'll finish this and we can do another one later on before last call.
All right.
We do another one.
Yeah.
But it is time for... Beer trivia!
Beer trivia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Bowel bring to you Beer Trivia!
All right, Beer Trivia. Did you hear Eric made us that brand new jingle?
I did.
Isn't that cool? I did hear that he made it.
I haven't heard it yet, but I'm excited.
You didn't listen to the show today? You son of a bitch. All right. Beer trivia. Boo! A fan threw a beer can and damaged the World Series Commissioner's Trophy at a 2018 victory parade in what town?
Tampa Bay.
No.
Repeat that again?
A fan threw a beer can and damaged the World Series Commissioner's Trophy at a 2018 victory parade in what town?
Chicago.
No.
No.
What?
San Fran?
No.
New York.
Holy fuck.
I don't know who won last year.
A fan threw a beer can and damaged the World Series Commissioner's Trophy.
Boston. Yeah, it did the accent.
It was the accent. It was not a great accent. Yeah. But
I know. I know it's not great. I'm not. No. He did the pocket con.
He did the fucking. That's.
Yeah, fat. He's a knock.
That's getting fucking, better with it as he
that's
goes.
That's fucking, who is it? Who is it? I fucking Bill Burr.
Yeah.
That's Bill Burr's accent.
Oh, he's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
He honestly
comes out with a fucking psycho energy. Fucking brutal.
Dude, Bill Burr and
I love him so much.
It, like a grown dad's or what is that film? Whatever he's in is so good.
He's like, I wanted to buy a fucking pumpkin.
I love Bill Burr, man. Bill Burr is on my Mount Rushmore of comedians.
He really is.
He's one of the greatest. God damn. I've been listening to a lot of Bill Burr at work, honestly. It was one on how he can't it's ridiculous how you can't hit women, but women can do whatever the fuck they want to you.
Oh yeah.
And he's like he's still talking like
I know.
And he's like,
I love
like,
this skit so
much. It's so
bit.
Funny how he talks about it. He's like, you know, women they do whatever they want to you, but the fucked up thing is like if they're like with men there's a line. And when you do something, it's either you run away or you get your ass beat. With women, they'll do something that could get them murdered, and they'll sit there and be like, I just want to see what happens. Like, yeah, I scratched his new car. I just want to see what happens. I threw his J's in the fire. I just want to see what happens. Like, no. If I did that, I'd get my fucking ass beat. But she does that, and she's just like,
He's like, you know, when you're at the bar, you know, you're talking to your guys, and you cross the fucking line, he's going to rock you off in the head. And at the drive home, you're going to be thinking to yourself, I probably shouldn't have said that shit back there. He's like, girls don't have that fucking, He's like, girls don't have that shit. You know, you guys need to fucking haul off and punch each other once in a while. You know, just clear your fucking head.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's so funny, dude. So when I was walking around with work and I was dealing with something to where I was like, she could fucking, you know, catch one. But then I started listening to that and I'm like, oh my God, like makes me want her to catch one, but I can't. I can't do that. It's terrible. That's a good fucking beer of the week.
That is a great beer of the week.
I want to savor it, but I also want to pound it. Thank you,
I know, it's so fucking tastes real good.
I love a guest that surprises us every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
But well, I knew Jake.
Like Eric from Wider Range, man. Yeah. He brought that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good thing I'm bald.
I texted Spencer, and I was like, do I bring a banger, or do I just bring something good? He goes, surprise us. And I was like, well, all right, we'll save the banger for another time. Yeah. But this one, this is good stuff.
This oh, hell yeah. Really good stuff, yeah. No, and it makes me happy. I was like, Jake knows a lot about beer. And I told him, too. I was like, he was like, he either might bring you one that's going to put you on your ass, or he's going to bring you one that's fucking good. Like, you know what I mean?
This is both.
The next one. Love it. The next one is both as well. Just wait till you see the ABV.
Oh, jeez.
Prost, baby.
Prost.
Yes.
So, Eddie, you have cart test on here, and I was wondering what the fuck that means.
Oh, so I fully believe that the cart test is the staple of humanity. And whether or not you're, as Bill Burr would say, an in-the-way fucking person or a contributing member of society. The cart test is when you go to the grocery store and you get your shit, do you fucking put the cart back?
Every time.
Yeah.
Without question.
Spencer?
I've seen him do it. His mic is that way.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Roger, do you put the cart back?
Yes, I do.
See? Contributing members of society.
But there's a story here because
they better invite me to their fucking company Christmas party, too.
I am an asshole because when I see someone not do it, I'll take it for them, and I'll look at them and go, don't worry about it. I got it.
Oh,
it's totally fine.
That's one of those few times I get real petty.
Yeah. No. You stick it behind their car as they're backing up.
Oh, that's a little fire.
That's Detroit fucking genes, is what that is.
It's like, fuck you, motherfucker.
See, yeah.
You're that dude that's like, I'm going to fuck your car up because I don't give a fuck
about
it.
We're still in the part of Michigan that's Midwest nice. You start getting southeast and it just goes out that you're more New York than you are.
See, I lose part of it. Living in Minnesota, you get so nice. And then up here, you get so nice. And then down there, you're like, oh, fuck all these people. I hate every one of them.
I know. My son.
I see that part of Jake stick out every once in a while. I'm like, ooh, you are a Detroit.
I know. It pops out.
It does.
My son,
what are you talking about? Them.
My son gets his driver's permit next week, and I'm so excited to make him go drive in Detroit.
Oh, that's so mean.
Well, my mom fucking did it to me. I fucking did it to him.
Yep.
You got to do it because when you, it's almost an animal. As soon as you move past Flint and you start going, there is no courtesy goes out the fucking window. Yep. It is blinker go. Yep. You don't even fucking look. Yep. They'll get out the fucking way.
Let's take him down to Detroit and just let him go on the freeway. Because the ramps are like 30 feet.
No,
like,
this shit's fucked up. I was driving with him one time, and we were obviously past that point where it was like, okay, we're in Detroit now. Because there's a semi right here, right on my ass, right? To the, I need to get over, and there was a semi right fucking there. And he's like, no. It's a fucking semi. Put your blinker on and go. And I put my blinker on and I waited. And he goes, fucking go and grab the wheel. We're in the lane. And he goes, listen, here's one. And I'm shaking because I'm already in the lane. I'm like, he's going to kill me. And he goes, there's one thing you need to fucking learn. Is if you put your blinker and you nudge one time. Because then they get, hey, I'm going. And then the next time it's either their car's fucking wrecked. So you gave them a warning. You give them one nudge. They don't move. Fuck it. Fuck you. I gave you a warning.
Because that's the same way it is.
And he grabbed the fucking wheel and almost killed us. But we were fine.
That was because that's the same way it is in fucking Baltimore, in D.C.,
Georgia,
and Atlanta, Chicago. Like any major city, that's how you drive. So I'm just preparing you for the few times you fucking get out there and you're not like,
It's blinker, nudge. If they don't move, go.
Yeah.
I once had a boss, and he wouldn't even nudge. He would just go and said, if they don't want to wreck their car, they're going to move out of my way.
Yeah.
And he would just, and he's going 30 over the speed limit. Just.
I don't do that. I don't.
No, I'm not saying you do.
No, I know, but I'm saying, I don't condone that, but the fucking make them get out the way, you'll get out the way. Oh, and the other thing is the bigger car always wins.
Oh, always.
Yeah. Well, now that I have a truck, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah.
Or the least expensive car wins.
Yeah, that's true.
That too.
That's big in Detroit.
Yeah. It's like, I got a window blown out. I got a trash bag on my left rear passenger.
Got a
like,
donut in the back right, and we're bowling $2 worth of gas.
All my doors are different colors.
The front quarter panel. Hey, I had a Buick with a front quarter panel off color.
Yeah.
That's when I started.
This shit's two-tone, man. Silver and rust.
Yeah.
That's RSD. True.
That's, yeah. I mean,
shut the fuck up, man.
That's one of my wheels. I'm is proud a different of my color truck. Than the other wheels because I didn't give a shit and I didn't want to wait a week. It was fucking warped and it was bugging the shit out of me. And they're like, but it'll take a week for the thing. Like, you only have to wait a week. I was like, I don't give a shit. This one fits. Give me this one. They're like, it's different colors. I went, I don't fucking care. And they all looked at me like I was psycho.
Can't see when you're driving.
I know. And I showed up to work the next day. And it's a big, like, there's glass tender, but then there's shadow rods in the back, which is an award-winning fucking classic car company where they build cars. And there's a whole, like, it's wild. So there's a bunch of car guys there. And they're like, that's the most ghetto-ass shit I've ever seen. They're like, why did you do that? I went, because I didn't want to wait a week. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, I don't care. It's an Equinox. Eat me. Like,
they should have fixed it for free. God damn it.
No, it's not under warranty or anything. It's not. And I hit the fucking curb. So.
Yeah, you did it to yourself then.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I took responsibility, but I don't give a shit. It's a different color.
You're like, just give me.
You know, is it's like where's off the vibe, baby? A horse. Like... Oh, yeah. Well, they're all like silver. This is like space gray.
Oh.
God, so I don't even notice that difference. That's some shit. Girls will be like, oh, magenta, pink.
I know. They're today, like, no. People were like, oh, I like your pink shirt. I was like, it's salmon. And then one of the girls were like, no, salmon has orange in it. That's not salmon. And I was like, what is it? She's like, well, I don't know, but it's not that.
I was like, all right. It's like you tried to get him with the girl.
I tried.
She hit you with the reverse girl. No.
Yeah.
It's
nope.
Not.
Nope.
Yeah, I tried to say that about periwinkle because I like that color.
Fucking periwinkle. So,
what the fuck is that?
I know, right?
Fucking gorgeous.
See how that Honolulu blue is a little faded?
That's shut up.
That Honolulu blue.
That's what Robin does to me. She's like, you see, if you just put a little white in it, maybe a mix of a little brown, that's sage. I'm like, fuck. I mean, that's a fucking. Oh, well, that's, isn't that a plant? Like, I don't
that's
know.
one of the big love bosses at work. Well, we were trying to put in outlets and shit and all this, and they were like, "You can't do anything because we need the covers." And I was like, "Don't you guys have covers?" They're like, "Yeah, but we need off-white." And I was like, "What the fuck is the difference?" And they put it in front of me. They put a white and an off-white. And I was like, "These pictures are the exact same." It's that fucking office meme where, like, these are the exact same.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, she will be livid if we put the wrong thing. We have to wait for these. And I was like, nope, that's why I have a different color wheel. I don't give a shit. Like, fucking now, baby.
Because you can get it done and fucking walk away and be done.
I would rather it be done than right. Wait, yeah. I guess. I don't
Jesus,
know. Fucking
terrible.
Duct tape it together.
That's
I don't
terrible.
Give a shit.
This guy's a WD-40 and duct tape type of man.
I very much am. I very much am.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one, but Jesus Christ. So, new Chipotle's in town. I tried it the other day.
Oh, is it open now?
It is
I knew it was being built.
Yeah,
I'm going to fight you.
I don't like Chipotle.
I tried
I'm not
the other
a
day.
Chipotle. Fuck Chipotle. It can eat the no. lick the sweatiest well, okay. part of my left testicle.
Are you a Qdoba guy?
No.
Okay, then I respect you.
I'm a Moe's.
He's a Moe's guy.
Moe's is Moe's. The best.
It is. Okay. All right. See? All right. We've come to common ground.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Chipotle honestly did not treat me like shit. It did not treat me like shit.
No, every time I've gone there, it's been awful.
I know, but you went to the Saginaw one, the Bay City one.
I don't know, burritos?
Okay, burritos, yeah. Try the new one.
Try the Bay City one. It honestly, it did not treat me like shit.
Hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'll buy it.
You know, you don't have to buy it.
You and me, let's go, Chipotle.
All right, if we're going to do a date thing, we'll go find
one. Yeah, and we'll go to the street.
Just walk in there, fucking burly Chipotle.
Burly Chipotle.
Oh, yeah, where the fuck's that can? I always forget because I start drinking.
No, you're good. Speaking of cans, I washed out the glasses. Before we get in the last call, are we ready for our second beer?
Oh, let's get it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Focus on
you gotta
the can.
You got to get Jake in the back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I felt bad with Justin and Angela because I was focusing on the can, and right at the last second, it focused on them and not the can, and I was like, oh, no. And I only took one, and I was like, I'm sorry.
But
well, you're pouring that one.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story that happened the other night. We had a guy break in the house.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, broke in the house looking for money. So I got up and
well, they came to the wrong fucking house. Yeah,
helped him look.
I got up and helped him look.
Yeah, I remember that. That was I think it was Claire Hout's car when we had the house on Grant Street. Tony will know this. Shout out to Big Tony at the Crossfaded Sports Network. Oh yeah, we saw Connor from the Crossfaded Sports at your show. That was fucking awesome. Anyway.
That looks like motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to be. Just you wait. Just you wait. I'm making you taste this one.
Just you wait, Alexander Hamilton. Anyway, the...
Oh, Allison.
the... What the fuck was I saying? Oh, Ryan Clairhout got fucking... car broken into, and they stole all the change out of his, like, cup holder, but, like, neglected the thousands of dollars of, like, equipment and laptop and everything in the fucking back.
Too hard to carry.
Yeah, something. They took, like, $5 in change, and then he was like, oh, I guess. Like,
dude, my buddy was parking.
Probably a couple young kids.
My buddy got drunk, slept at my apartment complex. His car got broken into while he was sleeping there. He had a bowling ball. He had a PS5. He had... birthday cards from his family full of cash. He had his wallet. All they took were the bowling balls. Like, what?
All they took were the bowling balls. That's funny.
All right, so Ellison, this is...
Hey, Dad, would it be okay if I can spend $20 on my game and work it off this weekend? Son of a bitch. This fucking Fortnite shit, man.
God, Jesus.
Oh, my
all
God.
All the V-Bucks.
I need a new skin for my imaginary character. Let me spend your real money on this fucking artwork. Like, yep. Jesus.
You got to do is say no.
Well, I did, but he's been doing really well, so I think I'll give him this one.
Who's that?
Colin. He's asking for $20 for fucking Fortnite.
Who's still on Fortnite, man?
Tell him that's a mistake. Get on X Defiant. That's a good ass game.
I don't know what any of those words are.
It's one.
It was one word, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this
Well, then he's doing the fucking lawn.
Is Gravitational Attraction by Ellison in East Lansing, Michigan.
Ooh.
This is their bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout with marshmallows. It is a thick boy, 14.5%.
What's it, do you Damn. Know the IBUs?
No IBUs on the can.
Oh, yeah. That kind of pisses me off on Untappd, too, that half the time it's like zero IBU. You're like, well, it's not zero. Why don't you know it?
I think a lot of the reasons why they didn't do this is because this was a brewery-only release, so they didn't send it to distribution, so they don't have to put the IBUs on it.
Oh, well, that's I feel like that's a courtesy thing.
I know,
you should
agree.
Fucking figure
I
it
feel
out.
Like IBUs is more for, like, balls copy a tug, shit, tip though, fucker. You know?
Right. Fucking this guy hasn't
gravitational,
went short, talk about
Gravitational that. Attraction. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh. Oh, the marshmallow is so prominent.
Marshmallows.
Oh, boy, don't you know.
Yeah, that is good.
Oh, yeah.
That's Rod, a thick you're gonna boy like right that. There.
I can have 2-3 of those without coming up to say hello.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Rod's oh, he likes
like
it.
This one.
He didn't even
he
clinch.
His
yeah, he did.
Oh, that looks like it's motor oil. Oh, my it God. Does. Oh, it's not bad.
It does look like motor oil.
See, yeah. Rod is becoming a brown ale stout
he
man.
He is. He is.
Fucking,
he is becoming a thick boy man.
Get Rod on the dark beers.
Because, see, he doesn't like the IPAs, which are very bitter.
Yeah.
I can get that, though.
But, you know, and
he
forever he's, like,
ones.
Translated that.
Oh,
to
he's
start.
Going back for a second?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. That's
get
the first time ever, Jake.
Wow.
Hell yeah, you brought a powerful one.
Yeah.
Oh, this has got to be
it?
Above a 3.
Yeah, about a 3.5.
Oh, hey, let's go.
Let's go.
Jake, you have scored very well on the Raj meter. We gotta put in a Raj meter for the podcast. Wow.
That one's not bad.
A 3.5 on that. Good shit, dude. Good shit. That's delicious. That's unreal.
The only thing is it's a 2020, so the carbonation faded a little bit. That's why there's no head Raj. But yeah. No,
that's it. That's
stuff.
Why I brought it down to a 3.5 for him.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I'm
if there was some free head, he'd be at a 5. Yeah, that's
but
fantastic.
The whole line was crazy. They have a coffee one, and then I've had like a peanut butter chocolate one.
Oh.
What else? They have a basic imperial stout. What else? They do like 7 Ooh, of them each year.
What year is this one?
2020.
2020. Ah, mm-hmm. There it is. No longer in production. 14.5%. Hell yeah. Look at that. Damn, wow. Ellison.
So during
I'm
going to
give it a 4.25.
I'm going a full 5 on this. I
oh, really?
Really enjoy that.
Hell yeah.
This is a 5 for me. This is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, this is really good.
But during COVID, the brewer, he was like, hey, low-key, if you want some beer, come see me. You know, like we're not really
supposed, oh, shit.
You know, we're not really supposed to be serving, but I'm here brewing beer, so if you want to buy some cans. So I messaged him. I was like, hey, man, I want some of that. And so he had 4-pack, and I sat there, and he's like, here, try this new beer. And so it was like a Lucky Charms beer. He was doing it for St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, weird. Sell. There you go.
But no, shout out to Aaron at Ellison. He's the man. He knows it.
Damn.
Aaron at Ellison.
Aaron
at
Ellison. Shout
well,
out.
Well, yeah, we'll feature you. We'll put your website up on the show and everything.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Wow, that was good. Holy smokes. Yeah, five for me. Five for me, five big for time. Me. That's a good one. And while we have this nice, tasty beer, and we can forget about all of our terrible things in our life right now, why don't we tell some fun, forgettable memories on
some
our last
call. Last call. Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call
the last
for alcohol.
Call
get
for
going.
Alcohol. I'm going to turn it into country.
It's the last call. Yeah. For
let me give my good friend Billy Strings a call.
Yeah, fuck with that. That was good. I can record that.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's a good singer. We got to get some karaoke tunes sometimes because Eddie.
Oh, fucking Justin, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. He's doing karaoke Friday night, Saturday night. I thought you lived in Midland.
No.
I thought that's what you said. Was
that's
Midland.
Where Reagan works.
That's Reagan
where
my works.
Oh, you're right down the fucking road then.
Yeah. I'm right by you, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Over the Independence Bridge, take a right and you're there.
Oh,
right,
shit.
Across
right
off of Marquette? Off of Banger.
Transit?
Wilder and Banger?
Yeah.
That's Banger Road. You take a right and you take another right.
If you keep going all the way to the water, you find Marky Mark.
Oh, really? Out there. Out calling there. Yeah. Oh, nice.
No, not Call Colin.
Well, not that far.
Banger, the fucking bay. You take that same road
to
the water.
Oh,
and that's
yeah. If you keep going. Yeah, you found a good friend, Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Marky Mark. Good man.
Yeah.
So, last call, we got Jake on the night before. So, give us that one.
So, night before Christmas? No.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Year- oh, man. 2 years ago, my buddy Cole was getting married. And a bunch of us were out celebrating the night before. He did a little groom's dinner, cooked us all some food, smoked us some meat.
Hold on. What kind of food? You got to run us through the food.
Okay.
You got to be honest with us because we got to hear it.
So Cole can smoke anything. And let me tell you, he can make it good.
Big meat smoker, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. So he smoked. He did pulled pork. He did chicken. He did queso. Mm. And then what was the other one? He smoked something weird. I think he smoked like pickles or something. Just something weird to try it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, big pole smoker. If you would meet this guy, he's the tall. He's 6'4".
Oh no! Basically, he's Paul Bunyan. Yeah.
Yeah. He is Paul Bunyan.
Nice.
Current times.
Current times.
Night before his wedding, we all go out there. We're drinking, hanging out, and then we go back to his house. He lives. 100 feet from a bar.
Double wide. Yep. I told that story on here, the double
wide. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
That's Cole's place. Yep.
Yeah, double wide. It's a double wide trailer that they converted into a bar, and it is the best place to get drunk in Minnesota, hands down. Yep. So
we're going to have to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
We can stay at Cole's. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. They got a beautiful house.
So, yeah, we go out there, and we're just slamming beers. Turns out. The bartender is really good friends with Cole and his family. And she's like,
I knew everyone in the bar.
He knows everyone.
We went there on a random ass fucking night. He's like, hey. Like everyone was like, Cole, you know?
He calls himself the king of Elko, the town where it is.
Nice.
So, yeah, we go in there and the bartender's like, hey, I know it's the night before your wedding. I know you're in here with your boys. You guys are drinking for free. Like, I'll take care of it. And so we just sat there and slammed beer, slammed shots, all of it. We were there until like 2 a.m. was closed.
Just fucking drink till it can't feel feelings.
Literally just keep going.
Love it.
And as we're leaving, she goes, hey, like, do you guys want some pizzas to make when you get back to the house? Like, I know you guys got to be up early. Yeah, sure. Why not? There's four of us. We all go back to the house. Cole's making three pizzas at once. Me and Hunter, who's going to be the best man at my wedding, we're just absolutely demolished. Singing karaoke on his couch with a mic just like this and a speaker in the corner. Just going stupid.
Yeah.
And then we fell asleep before the pizzas were done. Hunter and I were laying, like, sitting on the couch next to each other with our heads, like, next to each other. And then he woke up because he's like, oh, man, this is gay. Can't sleep here. He laid on the floor with no blankets and no pillow and just slept there. We woke up in the morning. He's laying next to an entire pile of blankets.
Funny.
So, dumbass, dude. But, yeah, no, Cole ate all the pizzas because we all fell asleep. And I'm telling you, man, it was just a fucking blast. Yeah. We had to go up and run 1,000 errands in the morning to go take care of his wedding. But all of us, that was just legendary for us, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's legend.
Wait for it.
Dairy.
Yeah.
It's fucking, ugh. The night before weddings are always dangerous.
Always it can
dangerous.
Be, yeah.
Yeah.
I love ours them. Was not. No. Ours was fucking, like, we just, Tiffany went to your house or Chelsea's or something.
Monday,
and then, Craig and Colin stayed the night, and we just, I think we watched Lord of the Rings or some shit, because we're fucking nerds. And then got up way too early. They're like, you need to be here at this time. And so they're like, okay. And then we fucking sat around for almost 3 hours.
We did.
Not being able to drink because Pastor was like, if I smell alcohol,
I'm calling off
the wedding. And we're like, son of
really?
A bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're like, so and we sat there for three fucking hours.
He's
like,
the most amazing dude.
He was so stern on that.
And it was so weird for him, you know, but he's had family things of where
alcohol's not okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, he's had alcoholic problems in his family, so I get it, you know. But that wedding was a fucking blast.
That was wild. That's several last calls.
Yeah.
I've got them. I'm keeping that in the back pocket.
I should keep some, too. Well, so I just bought a new trailer, so we were taking it out for the second time when we were showing our family. So
I'm a trailer, I'm a truck, I'm old-ass Jim ain't gonna drive on down to the state park.
Yeah. Hey, we ought to fucking get in the recording studio.
Deer Green.
We'll be there July 13th. We're heading over to the
nice
fucking Pork House Studios. Yeah.
Nice.
With Justin. Yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Going to be great. He's got a $40,000 studio in Bay City.
Hot damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm fucking excited to just start ripping crazy shit.
So fucking we're getting hammered on Friday night. I get out of work and I'm like, I need it. So I'm cracking a beer as soon as I pulled in. Truck ain't even fucking cold yet. Start cracking beers, slamming them. Me and Robin have a great time. And then we called Jake and Reagan. They were out partying at a thing called Jakey's Party, which is out at good friends of ours. And they get done, and they come out to the campground. Now I'm already two sheets of the wind when they get out there.
I had no idea until this moment. I really didn't.
So I'm fucked up. We keep drinking. Anyway, they take off. Robin's like, God damn it, I'm ready for bed. So I'm like, okay, why don't you take the chairs and I'll go get your bed down, because she don't like doing the bed. It's like two hitches and it comes down.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't like it because it falls fast, right? Well, little I know I fall fast because I get in the trailer and I unhook the two. And then I tell you what, gravity pockets are a son of a bitch, right? Right? Everybody knows it. Gravity pockets suck, right? So I unhitch the latch over here. I'm holding it. I unhitch the latch and goddamn it, one of them attacked me. Fucking gravity pocket. Bam! I fall down. And then I don't know if I was this drunk or if I just have a cool trailer, but the bed slowly falls to me and it stops. And I get up and I go, Robin. And she's running over to the trailer ready because I'm sure the sound was like fucking, you know, beating the sound barrier because I'm fucking just that's a lot of meat going down, you know, you know, hitting on a paper mache floor like the trailer is. And she's like, did you just fall? And I go, our bed has a slow release. How cool is that? She's like, no, did you just fall? And I go, Robin, our bed has a fucking slow release. How cool is that? I was like, it didn't fall
on me.
It's
like a slow closed toilet.
And she goes, did you break our floor? And I go, I don't think you're understanding what I'm trying to tell you. Our bed is futuristic, man. Like, you can unhook it and just let it fall. It's really cool. And she's
like,
one
of the fancy toilets.
Yeah, basically. Because our fucking toilet in the trailer is fucking not slow release. So anyway, like
I always feel so bad now.
It is what it is. I've done it multiple times, and I'll keep doing it because maybe someday it will be a slow release.
Yeah, so they're not expensive.
Like, you just don't. Yeah, I just no WD-40 on it, and it'll be all right in 13 years. Yeah. So, but no, she's
full of mold and shit.
Yeah, she kept focusing on that. She's like, you need to go to bed, and I was like, but I have to pack up and leave at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I still have 12 beers in my Yeti. I said, now what are we going to do about that? Am I going to get home and let them get hot? Or I could finish them and not have to deal with the cooler in the morning. And she's like, stop. And so I went out and I had a few more. But I came home with 7 beers.
Good.
And that was after I fell.
Is that from a 30-pack?
Yeah, 30.
There you go.
Yep. And we got out there Wednesday.
That's a good tent.
We got out there Wednesday. I came home Saturday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I averaged less than 10 beers a day. But what are you going to do? With a little help from Uncle Randy, too. Which is, as rookie numbers, really, it wasn't as good as I could have done. But I had work, though. I was also working.
So your mom didn't come check on me when I was in the hallway and I fell.
Fell?
She goes, did you fall? I said, no, I dropped my shirt. She goes, you dropped your shirt. It sounded like you fell. I said, well, I was still wearing it.
See, you're not at the age where it's like embarrassing. You're at the age where it's like you should consider life alert.
And I can't get up.
Yeah, I have fallen and I can't get up. Well, just get up. Well, I told you, I've fallen and I can't get up. No, that's funny. Yeah. Well, Eddie, you have a last call, but you didn't write it down.
I know. And now I'm starting to juggle between a couple. You talking about the 30 rack... takes me back. So when I lived in Ma's house, the basement was like a second house. It had a separate entrance through the garage. It was 1,200 square foot, had its own kitchen, bathroom,
you had to get bedroom, to the basement everything. Through the garage?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have to ever sick. Enter the fucking house. Oh, so wow. It was, yeah, it was real nice. That's it was sick. All separate. It was cool.
Yeah, that's really
cool. And I ended up, over a couple months, having like four other people living with me, like Jared and Eric and Blind Chris. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to meet Blind Chris so fucking bad, dude.
He's a good fucking time. My cousin.
Is he actually blind?
He was. And then he had keratoconus surgery. And, or he had keratoconus, which when he was 18 and his eyes just started getting real bad to where he had like 2200 vision.
Damn.
And then he couldn't work for like a decade. And then finally his insurance was like, well, I guess we'll do a corneal transplant. And so now he can see and work and be, you know, his best self.
That's amazing.
But he's still calling Blind Chris.
Oh yeah. Just in my, yeah, it's my vernacular. So
yeah, it's just gotta be, yeah. You know?
So, from the time I turned 18 until Christmas, almost 6 months later, there were two nights we didn't drink or have a party or anything. Like, we started off with 30 packs, and then it got to the point where we were each drinking a 30 pack, and it was like, fuck, we should just buy a keg. Like, it's so much cheaper. When we started buying kegs, and before this, because we'd always stack it up, and I'll throw the picture on. It's a very old Nokia phone fucking picture of the pyramid. We would make a pyramid every night. And, yeah, and I'll throw it up on the website. But then we started buying kegs, and I used to go to Cater's over off Marquette and get, because it would be like $50 for fucking half barrel of Busch Light.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And so we would drink that every night. And we would just take the keg back the next day, grab a new keg, and fucking go at it. And I spent $500 a week on fucking beer when I was 18. It was
Where were you working at then?
That was the police department. I was a student officer at Delta, yeah.
I was just telling Hayden about that. He's going to talk to you tomorrow about it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's really excited too.
Oh, shit.
He's going to be like, did you think about Jesus when you were...
I was just going to say, he's going to ask him about Jesus.
No, we actually, we always have very good theological conversations at golf.
Yeah, last week.
Wait, how much did you talk about Jesus last week?
It wasn't bad.
It was
only
about
did it
10 minutes,
end.
Yeah.
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 Eddie's a big Jesus guy. I'm a big Jesus guy. I just don't talk about it much, you know, but I'm a big Jesus guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe. But Hayden's in that honeymoon phase.
I believe I can believe.
So he's carries a Bible everywhere with him. He brought a Bible into my truck, didn't read a lick of it, but he had it next to him. So
yeah,
it was fair enough.
I mean, you know? Yeah, good for him. Yeah, I mean, good that's for fucking him. Hell yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It took me a lot of years to get him there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take, I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just saying I did try, so I feel like I'd be like on the co-founder list. You know what I mean?
On the co-founder list
of his beliefs.
He's the fucking Wozniak of religion to Hayden Steve Jobs.
It was like Syria killing people and Spencer. That's like that's his co-founder list.
I like it.
No, but seriously, Dad. Last call. Oh, okay. Were you done? Oh, no, you weren't done. You weren't
no,
done.
I guess I can
no,
be.
No, you weren't.
Well, I was just gonna say we started playing a lot of Texas Hold'em, and I got very good at that, and that's what fueled the money to pay for all the beer.
So it because wasn't the made, job. It was the Texas
no,
Hold'em
No, I made
winnings.
$5.15 an hour. So it was...
Ugh. Wow.
It was not the job.
Jesus. How old are you? Fuck.
I'll be 37 next month.
Oh!
37 dicks. Clerks. I swear to God, I want a Clerks cake for my birthday for fucking 37 dicks on it. Like, this is the magic year for Clerks. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan. Yeah. I fucking love everything. I wrote a 7-page... paper on the life and works of Kevin Smith in college
really
and shit. Like, I
Kevin
fucking
Smith.
Love Kevin Smith. So that's one thing I want for my birthday next month is a fucking, you suck 37 dicks cake.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a joke.
No,
anyway.
Not for you. I'm just kidding.
Well, maybe not. I used to. Anyway, that's another one.
Whoa!
That's another last call.
I love how every time he says something embarrassing, he goes, that's another last call.
I do love that.
Amazing.
That's a great line.
Yeah,
speaking
is.
Of dicks, so when, Roger, what
when's
do you
your, so when's your
good one.
When's your next when's your next dick party?
Next
you get,
year?
You get to 38?
No.
You get to 38 dick sucks?
That'll be at 40 when we're in Vegas.
Yeah. Is you're in Vegas?
Well, yeah.
Colin turns 21. You're 40.
I turn 40. He turns 21.
This is
in the same
be
week.
The
it's
best
gonna be
Vegas
amazing.
Trip.
Dude,
ever.
That's gonna be wild.
Dude, I'm
oh
so excited.
God.
Yep.
God. You gotta fucking bank the money
what?
And come with us.
Oh, dude, I'm down.
Oh, Vegas is so much fun.
And I'll be what 60. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Holy
oh my
shit!
God! Everyone's. I'm gonna be fucking what? 2 years? 3 years?
2 years.
2 years. 28.
3 years. Sorry, three years.
29.
There you go.
29.
So you'll be 30.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really.
Yeah. I mean,
don't
actually.
Don't put that much on me.
Because April, what are you right now, 26?
I'm 26.
Oh, no, you won't. Fuck.
Yeah. I'll be 29.
That would have been badass, though.
I'll
fucking
do 29 push-ups
30,
to get in the
Coyote. 40, 60.
No. You know what I can't wait for is to see Colin do 21 push-ups to get in the Coyote.
Right.
The
yeah.
Be like, oh, you yeah. can't see fucking tits.
I mean, I
fuck
love,
you, I'm gone.
Yeah. I mean, I love my son.
We'll check on you. Check on you in an hour. Yeah, yeah.
I love my son, but he's going to get to whoa.
I don't know if you give him just if the bouncer gives him a glimpse in there, he'll pump him out just
right?
like I
oh,
did.
Yeah.
He'll be like, do. Yeah, just don't take a piss because you'll have to do it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
I punch like literally.
What?
I got
the
into
only,
the.
Well,
I got
the only
thing.
Bad part about that bar is there is no.
I've never
there's
heard of
no,
this bar.
It's Coyote Ugly.
You ever watch the movie back in the day?
No.
Oh, you got to watch the movie. And then
Coyote Ugly.
Stop it. There's yeah. no explain in this bar.
The girls
it,
get up and dance on the bar in a little short
they'll,
shorts.
They'll drum.
That. Anyway.
They'll
yeah.
dump
I've
shots.
I've seen that scene, yeah.
Yeah, yo, yeah. They'll dump shots in your mouth from 15 feet above. Like, yeah. like if you're looking
but you have
like
to
this,
go outside
you get
to
the
piss?
Picture.
You got
to
go down well, and
go.
The
they don't have a bathroom in there.
Oh,
yeah, so basically we get in there.
So when he left to go take a piss, they made him do another... Do more push-ups.
So
push-ups to get back in.
I get in. We go in. I'm the last in line because I'm talking to this couple behind me, and we're just chatting. You know, I'm drunk. I'm 21. I'm chatting, and they all get in. And the bouncer goes, "Whoa, he's with you?" And my dad goes, "Yeah," and he goes, "How old is he?" 21. Make him do push-ups. And he goes, "Drop down and give me 21 before you can even think about entering this bar." And I said, "All right." I was a little slim, so I was feeling myself. You know, so I went down, pumped him out. Honestly, pumped him out. Fucking bam, 21 push-ups, stood up, and he goes.
Made my arms hurt.
He goes, that was impressive. All right, get in there.
Wait,
so
wait,
I go
so
in
does
there.
Everyone have to do push-ups?
No, 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 no. Just
no, they're just fucking
no,
with
he was,
oh,
no.
okay.
They, it was literally
I was like,
this.
God damn, Roger.
No, it was this fucker. It was this fucker that did that to me, right? So we get in there. We're drinking. I'm just enjoying the views. So I leave. I'm like, guys, I got to take a piss. So I look for a pisser for like 30 minutes. Can't find one. Come back. They're like, you got to go down to this casino. I was like, all right, cool. So I go. I tell the bouncer. I go, hey, I got to go take a piss. He's like, yeah, that's fine. You just come back here. Don't skip the line. Come back here. I said, okay. So I went down, took a piss. I come back, and he comes up, and he goes, oh, you. Yeah. 21 push-up. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I'm doing it, and these people are videotaping me in line doing these push-ups, and I stand up, and he goes, you're famous now. Get the fuck in there. I was like, God damn it. Yeah, I did 42 push-ups just to be in that bar with my... You guys didn't have to do shit, but I
nope,
had to.
It was great.
But it was funny.
I just came along
for
the ride.
Because when we left, my dad was like, yo, thank you so much, and gave the bouncer a tip because he made me do that. But the fact that he made me do it a second time, he's like, oh, you again? Drop it down. Yeah. I was like, are you a drill sergeant? Like, come on. Rod, you got a last call story for us or no?
Yeah, I can bring up one of the old... tailgating stories, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, there we go.
Oh, these are some good ones.
Yeah, this is before your time. That was down there with...
back when we had fun. No.
Back, no. Oh, this... Yeah, this goes back a ways. But, yeah, we're tailgating. Had my small motor home at that time. And we're in the lot right by the police station. And there's this guy with his, like, grandmother... Throwing the football back and forth. We're all fucked up. She didn't catch it. The thing bounces and it goes against the curb. So she walks over there, bends down to pick it up, and just her head just goes right to the curb. So she's on her two fucking legs, and her head's against the curb, and she's holding this ball saying, "I can't get up. I can't get up. I can't."
Like, hold the ball, dumbass!
What the fuck? So this kid, you know, comes over and helps her up and stuff because we're laughing too hard. So in the meantime, we're standing there, and these girls come walking by. And there's one girl, she got the multicolored hair going and shit. And my dad's like, hey, come here. And she's like, what? He says, are you my daughter? He goes, well, I don't think so. Why? Well, with your hair, he says, 20 years ago, I fucked a parrot. And you could be my daughter.
Oh my God. Yes. I tell the story at work so much.
She fucking,
I'm surprised I'm not fired.
She fucking slapped him so hard, man, it echoed. I spit my beer out. I had to go on the other side of the motor. I was laughing my ass off so hard. But, yeah, that was funnier now.
There was
a fucked
chick,
a peacock.
There was
a fucked
chick,
a parrot 20
was
years
a,
ago.
There was a chick
I think
at
you're
my work
daughter.
That had one of those, like, new haircuts where she shaved on the sides and it went up a little bit and curled, right? And it was a woman, and she colored it Grinch green. Well, she got fired 2 days ago, right? So I'm upstairs, and they were like, hey, I don't know if you saw the email, but so-and-so got fired. And I was like, the one with the green hair that, like, colored it Grinch green? And he goes, yeah. And I go, you're a mean one. And I walked away. He started laughing so fucking hard. He goes, get back here. And I go, like, this is my big boy. This is the big GM. He goes, get back here. And I go back, and he gives me a fist bump. And he said, that was fucking funny. You say it again and you're gone. I said, all right, I'm sorry. But that was too good. You know, I was like, I colored a Grinch green. He goes, yeah, I go, you're a mean one. I walked away. Mr. Grinch fucker.
Yeah. Holy fuck. God. I don't think it's going to get better than that. No. That was phenomenal. Damn. Jake, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Thank
you
for bringing the beers of the week.
It won't be your last.
Yeah, now that you're around the corner, we'll have you on more for sure.
Whenever you want.
We gotta bring the old Dean Meister.
Oh,
he's going to bring some beers.
Dean.
Yep. Dean's a good guy.
Yeah, Dean's a good guy.
I had dinner with him last fucking
week.
Yeah,
you did.
That was great.
And Dean fucking, he needs to see your basement, man. You got to make sure it's the prettiest of pretty because he's going to come down.
Get all your fucking shit out of here.
I know.
Exactly.
It's my fault. It is. Jake saw it in the shack.
I literally see just Spencer's mess. Yeah. No, Roger's
mess. Goddamn snare drum that's been dismantled over there for like 3 weeks.
I know,
parts all over. Hands
in
this
there.
This table's my fault. That's all my shit.
And then, you know, he's got his drum set out of here because they had that gig and it looks like a fucking chipmunk was over there. Goddamn wood chips
wood
everywhere.
Chips.
Hey, man. I cracked the snare. Hey. But I bought a new one and we're sounding great. So
yeah, for sure.
Come and see us, Munger, July 27th.
Munger, yeah. Thank you so much to Ryan for setting up Munger. Absolutely. We've got, don't you guys have dry dock or some shit 2 nights before or what's, no? Oh, fuck.
No,
anyway.
That was supposed to be on Wednesday and they had to move the party to Thursday and these guys have other commitments that day.
Oh,
so.
Fuck. Okay. Well, anyway, Munger, we've got, I want that kettle corn. Check it out. Absolutely. We've got the Ellison Brewery. Who was it?
Aaron
at Ellison Brewery.
At the Ellison Brewery. Thank
we
you
got
so
small
much.
Small Town Builders, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corey at Small Town Builders.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We have Hayden Cobley Drywall. He's got
Hayden
business
Cobley?
Cards now.
Yeah, Cobley Drywall. Yep. Cobley and Sons.
Yeah. No, Hayden Cobley Drywall is what it is now. So
yeah.
Hayden Cobley Drywall. Who else do we got? We got a bunch
Thank
of sponsors.
Thank you to Ideal Party Store.
Yes, Ideal Party Store.
And the Bay City Country Club, thanks to Justine out there. Yeah. We're going to be setting that up hopefully tomorrow night. I'll get all the logistics taken care of. We can do a live show out of the country club. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so guys, cool. You haven't heard it from my mouth, but please, please, please check out the 989 Network. We have
yeah.
so many great shows out there.
So many.
So many that you guys aren't checking out.
Crossfaded Sports, Wider Range Conversations, Mighty Morphin Millennial Rangers, the Michigan Music History Podcast,
great.
Which just got fucking featured in a Hollywood show.
Yeah,
like
come on.
Holy
man.
Fuck, they're doing great things.
Yeah,
we are but worms compared to them, man.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
Get out there and check it out, man. It's just one fucking click away.
Yeah, so. bbbbabble.com, 989.network. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
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 Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.